Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of XPK. Experience kills us all. I'm here with my fearless leader again, with the Ben. Welcome again.
Aha!
Wow. You've been watching a bit too much Steve Coogan.
Alan Partridge. You can never watch too much Alan Partridge.
Aha! He's frankly...
Have you been watching the new series?
Strangely enough, I didn't really grow up with much of that in my childhood, I'm afraid.
It's the best.
I'm more the old school Monty Python chap.
Oh my god. I mean, that's good too, but no, it's very good. It's very, very good.
I'll tune in, I swear. But today we're not talking about old school comedy, Ben. Let's get focused.
Well, we could. I mean, but let's talk about video games. That's why we're here, ostensibly.
Yes, we'll leave that to the podcast. So today we're going to be bringing you guys Moss Destruction. This is brought to you by a relatively small indie developer and publisher called Shotgun with Glitters. And it's...
Cool name.
I know, right?
Cool name.
I could never think of a name like that for a company. Mm. I mean, it's brilliant.
Unicorn Prancers.
God damn, you are just multi-talented. You know that.
It's just what I do. Just what I do. I mean, I came up with Experience Kills. Clearly, I'm a genius.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. So as far as this game goes, it is kind of a fast-paced, procedurally generated, isometric-style game where you take control of tiny little green moss alien descendants, I guess. I mean, they are just little green bug alien creatures that just need to defend your world. And you control, in comparison to yourself at least anyway, giant... battle mechs that have different like weapon attachments, different power-ups and things like that, where you use to just blow the enemies off. Kingdom come, essentially.
So it's a twin stick shooter, isn't it? Yeah.
Twin stick shooter, yeah.
So you know, everybody knows what that means at this point, don't they? We don't need to explain that.
I don't know how you can then kind of explain it without having a diagram.
I mean, well, no, you've got movement on a fixed plane on the left stick and aiming on the right stick. And then you're shooting using the triggers, usually. So, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is that. So, as you play, essentially, there are different heroes that you can unlock and play through. There are a lot of pickups that you can do, different upgrades for your mech suit, so you can kind of... I won't say customize on the fly. There are certain, obviously, builds that you can do throughout the game, whether it's kind of more explosive base or quite close combat. And each run is randomized with different power-ups, upgrades, and obviously there's no two runs being, direct clones of each other. So when you die, and personally, I inevitably did die because I'm not that great at twin-stick shooters, I had to start again and all my experience was always lost. So I'd have to start again from fresh, but it gave me a good chance to kind of get a feel of the multitude of things that I can, kind of customize my mech for,
Yeah, I've got a question for you. A roguelike procedurally generated game. Are the procedurally generated levels interesting enough to sort of justify that kind of level design? I say design, but procedurally generated isn't really level design. Or is it just a case of let's pick up the slack where we're a small studio and therefore we can kind of get away with this more the procedural aspects with roguelike? It just makes me feel like it's just slightly lazy. Do you know what I mean? That kind of game design.
No, I do agree with you a lot of the time when it comes to procedure generated stuff. The kind of levels that you have, obviously, they last you for a little while until you move on to the next world, as it were, the next environment. But at the same time, you can get kind of bored after a while looking at the same things. Even though it's, a different map, it is still the same stuff. Whether or not it was just a small company, obviously, so they were kind of strapped for staff to look for design ideas or not, honestly, I couldn't tell you. All I know is that when I did get through probably my 20th time restarting, maybe, I was getting a wee bit sick of the first initial level looking like I started in the same place.
Yeah. Sorry. Is the game on early access or is it a full release?
From what I can tell, it is on full release. So we haven't got, not saying early access. However, I still think it's in its early days. It hasn't had too many kind of updates, you know, so they're not, you know, it is, I think, a recent release, at least, anyway. But it's a relatively, well, I think it's quite a small team. I'm not entirely sure how big a team is on these sort of, you know, these little games like that. There's about 10 people, I think, that work on it. And for the, you know, for the gameplay, it was interesting. It was enough to keep me somewhat interested, you know. The level design initially was quite an interesting concept, and switching out between, you know, your melee and your kind of ranged attacks, and the variation that I can create when I pick up a different weapon. If I'm running out of ammo, I can quickly, you know, change different weapons. It's, it was quite nice. But, yeah, it was...
Is there anything unique about it that makes it stand out? Because, I mean, at the moment, what you're describing is a pretty rote experience.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say next. Is just, I wasn't... Yeah, I wasn't enough to say, this is fantastic, everyone, please go and get this game. It is brilliant. It is so unique. I can't really pick on anything that is... You know, so that I haven't done before.
Yeah. Nothing that makes it stand out amongst the twin shooter crowd. So you have to ask yourself, mate, like, you know, why make this game? It seems baffling to me that an indie studio would put all their time and resources into making a game that doesn't do anything to stand out amongst a crowd of already, you know, other twin stick shooters, other roguelites, and other procedurally generated games. It's just a bit, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, aside from having a brother... cheeky play on words with moss destruction, obviously, because you're going around blowing everything up. Haha, I love a good pun. But, yeah, exactly. I mean, I've played other games. I have played some twin sticks, so I'm not as if I'm completely, you know, complete noob to the environment. I've played quite a few. It's just nothing really just popped.
Hmm. Okay. That's fair enough, mate. Hmm. It's fair enough. Not every game is going to be a shining beacon. It doesn't sound like a bad game. It just sounds like a very... middle of the road game.
Yeah, and like from what I've seen on the market, I mean, I think the price for it, me personally, I wouldn't spend that much on it.
How much is it?
On Steam, it's down as £10.90.
Okay, that does sound like a little bit high. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm not shooting it down, saying that God, you don't, you know, put this on for free because it's not worth spending money on. I'd spend some money on it to buy it, but £10 for this, me, I'm closing my wallet on that one, you know.
No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Mm. So, if there's not anything else you wanted to add, mate, we'll wrap this puppy up.
So this game is actually ready to play now on Steam. You can purchase and download and have a go yourself. My top level I got to was probably about 9, which, in my terms, is probably pretty good. So do feel free to give it a go, though, because I'm always one for, you know, getting the name out there for the smaller developers and publishers myself. Don't you agree, Ben?
No, it's always a good idea to support the smaller developers and stuff like that. But you just have to wonder if there's plenty of small developers out there, and if the game doesn't stand out from the crowd, then I think, you know, the Darwinism effect of Steam will take over, and it will rapidly drop in price and or disappear. So, absolutely. You know, it needs something. It needs something to hook people in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, well, so let's call that one a finish up then. So thank you very much for watching, everybody. You can catch us all on our respective platforms. You can see us Experience Kills on YouTube. You can see us Experience Wheels on Twitter as well. You can follow Ben at DIYE. And we'll see you in the next video.
Catch you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Did you see how I accidentally didn't drop the microphone this time?
Big improvement.
Thank you.